Brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#. Available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government mourns death of wife to Paramount Chief Chitimukulu. Government is implementing a series of public health interventions in Chainda. International headlines. Floodwaters in Mozambique's Maputo province have submerged vast areas of land. And in sports, Zambia women's national team coach outlines four-step preparation plan. Now the news in detail. President Hage Ndehizilema, together with the entire government, has joined the royal family and the Bemba people in mourning the death of the wife of Paramount Chief Chitimukulu. The government described the passing of Abasano Bamfumu as a profound loss, not only to the Paramount Chief and the Bemba people, but also to the nation as a whole. The government has since conveyed its heartfelt condolences to His Royal Highness Paramount Chief Chitimukulu and the bereaved family, assuring them of solidarity during this difficult time. And the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, has expressed deep sadness following the death of the wife of Paramount Chief Chitimukulu, who passed away at Kasama General Hospital after a road traffic accident. Speaking in a statement, Charles Chanda, leader of the UPPZ, extended his heartfelt condolences to the chief and his family during this difficult time. Chanda described the late chief's wife as a kind and loving person who contributed greatly to her community. The UPPZ leader has called on Zambians to come together and support the grieving family. Chanda has also encouraged road safety awareness, stressing the importance of careful driving to prevent such accidents in the future. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, is calling for the immediate action on the Auditor General's report and the Financial Intelligence Center FIC revelations of misappropriation and misapplication of public funds. ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says corruption is a scourge that has plagued the nation for far too long, retarding development and undermining the trust of citizens in institutions. Mr. Muziamba has called on the relevant authorities to ensure those responsible for the misappropriation and misapplication of public funds are held accountable and brought to justice.
We demand transparency and accountability in the management of public resources. Every kwacha counts, and we cannot afford to lose any single coin to corruption. The people of Zambia deserve better than to have their resources plundered by a few individuals who are more interested in lining their pockets than in saving the public. Action is necessary. We therefore call upon the relevant authorities to take immediate action to investigate and prosecute those implicated in the misappropriation and misappropriation of public funds, to recover all lost funds and assets, and to implement measures to prevent future occurrences of corruption.
Economist Kelvin Tsanga has observed that Zambia's improving macroeconomic indicators contrast sharply with its poverty rankings. He pointed out that the country's strong currency, capital market performance, and copper output signal a recovering economy. Chance Tsanga highlighted that GDP per capita, often used in poverty rankings, does not reflect short-term progress. He explains that Zambia is emerging from years of debt distress, fiscal imbalance, and currency instability. The economist emphasized that the historical burdens continue to weigh down per capita income despite recent growth. He stresses that Zambia must now focus on translating recovery into inclusive and broad-based prosperity. Now, government is implementing a series of public health interventions in Chainda compound of Lusaka aimed at curbing the spread of cholera following an outbreak in the area. The interventions include an oral cholera vaccine campaign, provision of clean and safe drinking water, and intensified community sensitization on hygiene and sanitation practices. Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU National Coordinator, Norman Chipakupaku, on Tuesday visited Chainda compound to inspect the ongoing response measures and assess government's efforts to contain the outbreak. During the visit, Mr. Chipakupaku witnessed the commencement of the cholera vaccination exercise and personally received the vaccine in the presence of the media as a preventive measure against diarrheal disease. Mr. Chipakupaku disclosed that about 5-10,000 liter water tanks will be mounted in the area to enhance water availability. He further announced that the emptying of pit latrines will begin to prevent the overflow of fecal matter, which poses a serious public health risk and contributes to the spread of cholera. Meanwhile, Chainda Clinic sister in charge, Bridget Mwape, revealed that over 2,000 cholera vaccines were administered on the first day of the exercise, describing the community response as overwhelming. She stated that the compound has so far recorded 72 cholera cases and expressed optimism that the interventions being implemented will significantly reduce the number of infections. This is contained in a statement issued by DMMU Senior Communication Officer Matthews Musukwa.
Agriculture News.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says all farmers that were not paid for supplying maize the last farming season will be paid by the end of this week. Agency spokesperson John Chipandwe says the agency has brought other banks on board to help pay out farmers quickly. He has added that FRA has also introduced mobile money payments and bank transfers as opposed to the conventional over-the-counter bank payments.
We have actually introduced two payment modes. So farmers are also getting paid via mobile money. Farmers are also getting paid via electronic bank transfers. And then in terms of improvements, just to ensure that farmers get their pays quickly, we have also increased the number of banks that we are dealing with. Initially, we were dealing with only a selected few banks, but right now we have increased. Last year, we did increase the number of banks paying out farmers. And then apart from that, we've also increased the accounts that are used to pay the same farmers. Mm-hmm. So in that manner, things are being done quicker and more efficiently. And that is why you have seen that this payment exercise is being concluded in the shortest possible time. Payments are being done faster, and very soon, hopefully before the end of this week, all the remaining farmers are going to be cleared.
We take a break. Do stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pension.